Och nu ska vi höra några utav Ray Charles bästa melodier. Det är en upptagning från TV i januari 1985. En del andra artister hör vi också. Vi ska försöka presentera dem. Now I'm gonna talk about it. And I'm gonna tell you, Ray, I'm glad to be here tonight, 'cause I feel so good. All right. Feel so good being here with you. Yes, I do. I said I feel so good being right here with you. Oh, oh, oh. I said you play that piano so good, boy. Well, well, well. You make me just wanna sing the blues. Won't you take a little bit from me? Make me feel good. I haven't had my fun. Well, well, well. If I don't get well no more. I heard that. I haven't had my fun. Talk about finger popping time. If I don't get well no more. Yeah, Jesus. Found out my health is failing me. Don't mean no harm, Lord, and I'm going down slow. Going on down, going on down. Well, somebody write my mama. Well, yeah. And tell her that she found me. Write that lady and tell her that she coming. Mm-hmm. And tell her to pray for me. Pray, pray. Well, Lord, forgive me for my sin. Now, you know, we better take this thing out. You
all right. Yes it is, yes it is.
Bob Dylan called the greatest living poet in America, Mr. Smokey Robinson.
You want to hear a story about Ray Charles? Well, Ray is my man because I really have a very, really great story about Ray Charles that made me love him from the day I first met him. It was back in the days of the Miracles when we were doing our first date. Our very first really professional date was done on a Ray Charles show at the Apollo Theater in New York's city, and when we went there, Motown was in its infancy, and so were we, and we had no idea that we were going to need formal or professional arrangements. And Ray came in and asked what the commotion was about, and they explained to him what it was, and he told them that they were ridiculous for treating us like that, and he sat down to the piano, and he told me to come over and sing the songs to him. Which I did. We were only doing two songs, and he sat there at the rehearsal that morning and did arrangements from his head on our music. And I just have never gotten over that. I thought that it was so fantastic that I could meet Ray Charles, someone who I had idolized for all those years and had been buying his records and so on, and he would take that kind of interest in someone who was just really getting started. And he's a beautiful man, and he's always been beautiful, and I love you, Ray.
All right.
Thank you, honey. I appreciate it.
I do. To live in memory of a lonesome time in a little.
I can't stop wanting you.
No, no, it's useless to say. It's useless to say. So I'm gonna live my life, I gotta live my life in dreams of yesterday.
There are three things that I don't normally do in the studio. Number one, I don't dress up in a tuxedo. And I don't light candlelights. And when I'm singing, I don't drink champagne. But tonight is a very special night for me, because in spirit, a man is with me here who has inspired me tremendously. Yes, you've done that, Ray Charles. You've given me a great deal, as well as the world, a great deal of satisfaction. You have done what has happened the same as in aviation the last 40 years. You have made that great a triumphant change in life and in the world. You brought people together, you brought music together, and you brought us closer to feeling good about ourselves as human beings. So tonight here's a toast to you, Mr. Ray Charles. All right? That is it. Also, I hope that my rhythm machine and my little synthesizers and stuff, I did this little thing as a tribute to you. And if this all is still working right, here we go.
Let me tell you about a man I know. Came on the music scene about 40 years ago. Whenever you need your spirit, lift it up. Put his music in your spirit cup. And we love him so. I call my baby on the telephone. Tell her I've got Ray Charles music on. By the time I come from 1 to 4, I hear her on my door. Doesn't matter morning, noon or night, Ray Charles will make you feel alright. Put on a little bit of what I say. It's guaranteed to get you over each and every day. And I know, yeah, Ray's a genius and we love him so. Yes, I do. Ray's a genius and I love you so. Talk to Ray Charles, Ray's a genius.
Wait a minute, let me explain something to you. You see, last night I had this little blackjack game with my band. I'm gonna tell it like it was, and I'll admit that I did come home pretty late. Matter of fact, the guys will tell you, what was the guys, around 12 o'clock or something like that? All right, then, so it was 3 o'clock, man, but still, I mean, I don't know why you guys, they're just mad because I won the money, you see, that's what it is. But anyway, let me tell you what happened. See, I got all this bread in my pockets, you know, and I'm so happy because for once I ain't gonna have to go home and say, baby, I didn't do too good tonight. You know, I'm feeling good tonight. I'm thinking when I get home, my old lady gonna be glad to see me. So glad, as a matter of fact, she gonna open the door. And I'm thinking she gonna open her arms. And I'm thinking she gonna open, she... Now, come on, guys. Come on now. Wait a minute. I'm doing this. Don't let your mind run away with you. What I'm saying is, I'm thinking she's going to be soaked, but I was wrong. Wrong as hell. Matter of fact, I opened the door myself, put the key in the lock, stepped inside, got the shock of my life. I couldn't believe it. I thought the woman must have been crazy or something was wrong with her, because she started to, she started yelling at me, talking about it.
Well, quite understand it at first. You know what I mean? I thought it was something wrong. Yeah.
And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
Mm-hmm. Oh, woman, don't treat me so mean. You're the meanest old woman that I've ever seen. But I guess if you say so, I'm gonna have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
Treat me this way, I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'm gonna have to pack my thing and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more. Hit the road, Jack.
Say what?
Don't you come back no more.
Something wrong here.
Don't you come back no more.
Maybe I don't speak any English too
don't
well.
Don't you come back no more.
What you mean by?
Don't you come back no more.
After all I sacrificed.
Don't you come back no more.
After all you put me through.
Don't you come back no more.
You gonna tell me?
Don't you come back no more.
Something wrong here.
Don't you come back.
I mean, what about all that talk about until
no
death
more.
Do us part? Don't that count for nothing?
Come back no more.
I mean, how can you keep saying that?
Don't you come back no more.
Wait a minute, you're making me mad here now.
Don't you come back.
See, I don't think you know who you're talking to.
Don't you come back.
I don't have to take that kind of talk from nobody.
Don't you come back no more.
Say what?
Don't you come back no more.
Yeah, I know it's your house, but still, that's no reason you keep telling me that. Say what?
Don't you come back no more.
I dare you to say it again.
Don't you come back no more.
What?
Don't you come back no more.
You jive.
Don't come back no more.
A very pretty friend of Ray's couldn't be with us tonight. She's editing her HBO special at Complete Post in Hollywood. Ladies and gentlemen, Barbara Mandrell.
I really appreciate this opportunity to publicly congratulate Ray Charles on 40 years in the music business. He's brought such joy to me personally, as I'm sure all of you that are watching this feel the same way. He's always called, when you hear his name, it's always the genius of Ray Charles. That's because he is a musical genius. Just about the time I think I know what Ray Charles is all about, he does a performance where something comes from out of left field and you think, how did he come up with that? Where did it come from? But I think God just blessed him so richly with a unique quality for a style that is only Ray Charles. A lot of people try to emulate that, but it's his. So much soul and so much heart and so much love of what he's doing. It's so evident when you watch that he loves every moment of his music. And because of that, it's easy for us as the listener and the viewer to watch and feel that same love and emotion. You know, I have a real personal feeling about Ray Charles and his music. In the 60s, when I was in my early years of high school, I fell in love with my future husband while dancing to the Ray Charles country albums. So thank you, Mr. Charles, for so much pleasure and for helping me hook my husband.
This little medley might be nice just to sort of go way back in time and do something that sort of launched, I guess that's the word, you know, rocketed us on our way, you know. And let's see if I can find this key here now. What key was that song in? Let's see here. Well, I got a woman. Good to me. Whoa, on a little further here to give you some idea, you know. And then we did the little blues here. Something like
responsible for more hits than I think he knows about. I actually had the pleasure of playing mandolin on this. Jerry Reed played guitar, and then 2 weeks later, Sonny and Cher put it out, but that don't make no difference. I want to do the version that I had the pleasure of playing on the record with Ray Charles. You ready, guys?
Right on. Sometimes when I'm sad and all alone, yeah, just like a child without a friend, love you give me keeps me hanging on. Darling, all I ever need you for.
You're my first love on the land.
Well,
and Ray Charles, you are the future, you are the past.
Oh, no.
And loving you is all we have.
All right,
Ray,
son.
All we ever need is you.
men follow rainbows, I'm told. Oh, some men search for silver, some for gold. But I found her in your soul, baby. Yeah, all I ever need you.
And pray, without love we'd never find a way through the ups and downs of every day. And I won't sleep at night until you say, hey, money, all I ever need is you.
In your soul, oh, all I ever need you, baby, now.
Without love, I'd find a way
through the ups and downs of every day. I won't sleep at night until you say, oh, darling.
Finally get a chance to tell it all. We met 36 years ago in Seattle, and you were the teacher at 16 years of age, and I was the student at 14. We spent so much time together that we used to call each other by numbers instead of names. And I just want to say, 6-9, this is 7-0, and you will always be a big part of me. Thank you for showing me the way and for letting me grow with you. Thank you for teaching me about strength of character and soul, and most of all, Ray, thank you for 36 years of a very real and special friendship. I love you.
Ray Charles' star in the Walk of Fame on Hollywood Boulevard is the symbol of his popularity that most people see, but what they don't see are the walls of Ray's office, every square foot filled with the honors accorded him over the years. There are citations, plaques, letters of commendation, honorary citizenship in the cities of New Orleans, Little Rock, Newark, Columbus, Ohio, Anchorage, Alaska, the state of Texas, North Carolina. There are dozens of tour posters. Now, the printing may be strange to our eyes, but the audiences of those Far Eastern tours are among the most loyal Ray Charles fans. There are photographs of Ray during every stage of his career with Carol Burnett, Andy Williams, Gladys Knight, Arthur Godfrey, Cher, Jonathan Winters, Kermit, with Ray's own children, with the politicians of the day, Richard Nixon, Los Angeles Mayor Thomas Bradley, and with President and Mrs. Reagan. And then there's this sign of immortality.
Here's the new Cookie Roach jingle, music by Stravinsky, lyrics by T.S. Eliot.
I want a Johnny Mercer.
You'll be accompanied by the Vienna Boys Choir.
I wanted Herman and the Hermits.
Your pianist will be Van Cliburn.
I wanted Ray Charles.
We had to cut corners, dear, to meet your price.
Price.
respect for Ray Charles extends around the world. So now, adding his voice to tonight's celebration, here is the international star, Engelbert Humperdinck.
I see your hand with no wedding band, but I can still see where it's been.